Welcome everyone to Glory and Peace Church today. We believe God has a special word for you today, and miracles are here to be delivered as a gift to you if you're willing to receive it this day.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, good day to you and your family. We are so glad you came to worship with us today. Expect God to touch your life and give you a turnaround, an uplifting, an acceleration. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Let's enjoy the presence of God together.
Amen.
Good morning to those online. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and all the future mothers. Hallelujah. We are here to meet with God. Let's stand and start praise and worship together. Let's just open up our mouths and thank God for his goodness this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we worship you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I worship you. Father, I praise your name. Father, I praise your name. Thank you, God, that you are in this place. Thank you for your presence in this place, God. Lord, we give this service to you. Every aspect of this service, have your way, God. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. To Jehovah, for he has done so great. the top. He's done so much for me. Oh, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. Do it again. in every distress. I call upon you, God. I know that you hear me. My cry comes before you.
Your goodness is beautified, all the words and dreams, golden fire of my enemies.
for all of your goodness.
Speedify.
Everything you said to us, Lord, you
speedify.
Lord, all your dreams for our lives.
Speedify.
All of your goodness, Lord.
Speedify.
Every dream you've given us, Lord.
Speedify.
Every word you've given us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Speedify.
Father, the riches, Lord, the glory.
Speedify.
Father, your honor in this place, your glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sweetify. Lord, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here, for the work of transformation, the work of your grace, for transformations taking place right now, for healings taking place right now, for provisions taking place right now. Thank you, Lord, for your miracles taking place right now. Lord, speedify. Speedify. God of the suddenness, do a quick work. We give you praise, Father, for your presence here. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a surprise. Feed the fire. Who wrote that one? It came from above to you. On that day. Wow. Wow. Isn't that awesome? There is speedification in the house. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. Hang around because I'm going to ask you guys to do that song again. I'd like to hear speedifications. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day. Blessed Mother's Day to all mothers and mothers-to-be. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, the world wants to compete with the women. Men want to call themselves women. And the even have pregnant men emojis. It's a crazy world. But mothers are mothers. Hallelujah. And no matter how much the devil tries to complicate his complications, he complicates it for himself. We have the mind of Christ. And we do not bend to the mold of this world. Hallelujah. So let all the women shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Amen. If you're a man shouting hallelujah, then I don't know. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for all of our mothers. I'm going to just have a video play just briefly. And thank God for the mother of this house. Mama, we celebrate you. And we celebrate all of your daughters. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's see it.
Just give me 1 second.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Hi. 2 minutes. Thank you. Hi, good afternoon. Sorry about
that.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Have you ever done one of these interviews over the camera before?
No.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the job to get started with. It's not just a job, it's sort of probably the most important job. The title that we have going right now is Director of Operations, but it's really kind of so much more than that. Responsibilities and requirements are really quite extensive. First category for the requirements would be mobility. This job requires that you must be able to work standing up most or really all of the time, constantly on your feet, constantly bending over, constantly exerting yourself, a high level of stamina.
Okay.
That's a lot.
For how many hours?
135 hours to unlimited hours a week. It's basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm sure you'll have a chance from time to time to maybe just sit down here and there, yeah?
You mean like a break?
Yeah.
No, there are no breaks available.
Is that even legal?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like no lunch?
You can have lunch, but only when the associate is done eating their lunch.
I think that's a little intense.
No,
not possible.
That's crazy.
Now, this position requires excellent negotiation and interpersonal skill. We're really looking for someone that might have a degree in medicine, in finance, and the culinary arts. You must be able to wear several hats. Associate needs constant attention. Sometimes they have to stay up with an associate throughout the night. Being able to work in a chaotic environment, if you had a life, we'd ask you to sort of give that life up. No vacations. In fact, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and holidays, the workload is going to go up, and we demand that with a happy disposition.
That's almost cruel. That's almost a very, very sick, twisted joke.
But when there's time to sleep or...
Oh, no time to sleep.
Yeah, all encompassing almost.
That's exactly right.
365 days a year?
Yes.
No, that's inhumane.
That's very insane.
The meaningful connections that you make and the feeling that you get from really helping your associate are immeasurable. Also, let's cover the salary. The position is going to pay absolutely nothing.
Excuse me?
No. Nobody's doing that for free.
Yeah, pro bono. Completely for free.
No.
What if I told you there's someone that actually currently holds this position right now? Billions of people, actually.
Who?
Moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moms.
That's awesome.
Oh!
And they meet every requirement, don't they?
Oh my God. Moms are the best!
Yeah, there's no pay. They're 24 hours, they're always there.
Now I'm thinking about my mom.
Yeah, and what are you thinking about her?
I'm thinking about all those nights and everything.
Thank you so much for everything you do. I know it doesn't seem like I appreciate all of it, but I definitely do.
So, Mom, I want to say thank you for everything that you've done. I love you very much. You've been there through thick and thin. My mom is just awesome. She's awesome.
but for all our special moms. It's so true. Sounds crazy, but that's many times what life is all about, until you stop for a moment and think about what people mean in our lives, and mothers especially. Mothers don't only mother the wife, that's another level. And we must celebrate our mothers, celebrate the women in our lives, and give God praise for them. Hallelujah. Would you rise with me for a moment? Heavenly Father, we are thankful for mothers. These precious ones that you gave, you implanted in them this gift, and they continue to give and give and give again. This very moment we stand in agreement to bless the mothers, the wives in our lives. These ones, O God, that you have chosen. We ask, O God, for renewed strength and empowerment from above. Lord, a grace to come upon them. And Lord, O God, that the sacrifices and the investments that they have made, that they will see the harvest of it, that they will never be disappointed in their children, because their children make them proud. Father, we bless our mothers. We bless the heritage of the grace and the gift that they are. And Lord, O God, we pray, hear their cries and speedify your goodness, your favor, your strength, your peace in their lives. Prosper, prosper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's hear speedify one more time, and Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer.
Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, Lord, speedify my life. Speedify everything that concerns my life. That's included. Everything means your family, your spouse, your children, your finance, your health, your household, your extended families. Speedify and even justice for you and your household. Say a big amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord for speedify. Well, we want to thank God. So that's an in-house song. So if you are out there, you enjoy it, just know God is good. We want to thank God for Apostle, that the word came from his mouth, speedify, and Sister Lindsay for putting it together, and the band putting it all together. Shout hallelujah! Say amen. Where is the season of speed? Supernatural speed. For our health, for our wealth, for our household. I truly believe that. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, God day, everybody. God bless you. And we're going to do one more thing so that the band will leave after that. Praise the Lord. Well, how many of you know that May 6th was a special day for somebody in this house? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, there's a young man in the house called Apostle Michael Efezino. Praise the Lord. Well, 65 years ago, he landed planet Earth, and this Earth has never been the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for him. He's my husband. I've known you since 1975. I think we were just babies. My youth is renewed like the eagles, so it's yours. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's always loved God from the time I met him till now. And I know God loves him and he loves all of us. Of all places to send him, he sent him to Canada. Canada, you are loved. Hallelujah. We thank God for his life, for your mother that God used and your father that God used, that's the right choice for you to come on earth. We thank God for them. And today being Mother's Day, we celebrate mommy. She's in heaven. My mom also is in heaven. And a lot of you here, I know your mothers are in heaven. So we celebrate their lives. We thank God for our spiritual mom, Mama Cerullo, and we thank God for every one of you. We bless God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you, Apostle. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Well, just come, you can take my hand. We're just going to bless him, and then we'll continue with the service. Hallelujah. All right, let's pray for our dearest pastor. Father, we thank you, God, for your son, your servant. We thank you, Almighty God, through thick and thin. He stood with you, and you have stood with him. You brought him up. You knew him before you put him in his mother's womb. We are thankful for the privilege of him being in our lives. Early this year, he could have moved to heaven. But Lord, your supernatural hand healed him. We want to give you praise. That's not long ago, it's just a few months ago. And look what you have done. Everything about his health completely restored. We thank you for total restoration. You are truly a miracle working God. Instead of funeral, we are celebrating a birthday. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, Almighty God. You are a wonderful Father. You are a healer. You are faithful. We bless him this day in the name of Jesus with continuous divine health, divine wealth, divine inspiration, divine power from on high. Continue to speak the word of God with power, boldness, that continuous utterance, and speedify miraculous and wonders begin to happen in your life, through your life, in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, worship team. Praise the Lord. They all look so pretty today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's Mother's Day, you know. We thank God. I can't do any more justice than the video we saw. So praise the Lord. I saw the mothers, they were all smiling. Even those that don't like to smile, I saw your teeth. So praise the Lord. Thank God for all mothers. Hallelujah. That is the doing of the Lord. No human can perform at that level other than God has inbuilt that in women. We want to thank God for all mothers. Praise the Lord. I thank God for my mother. I had a very good mother. You know, she was wonderful in every way. I found no fault, not one single one with her. So I want to give God praise. Hallelujah. You know, when my father-in-law met my mother, he said they don't make them like this anymore, that they broke the mold after they made her. So praise the Lord. You know, I want to thank God for every single mother, and even the little ones. Little girls are going to become mother in the future. So we thank God for them because the seed is already in them. Hallelujah. You know, from when you are very little, the seed is already in a little baby already. Praise the Lord. It's already in the man. It's already in the woman. Isn't God awesome? So it's not you that's going to make them father or mother. God has already made them. Inbuilt seed. Somebody say, my inbuilt seed will be prosperous in every area. Hallelujah. So the seeds that have come out and the ones that are in you, they will be a blessing to you. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's pray for our children, and then we're going to read the word of the Lord so that the message can come. I know a lot of parents have, husbands have booked places for mothers to go today, so we won't keep you that long. Praise the Lord. If you didn't call your mother, make sure you call your mother after the service. Praise the Lord. All right, Father, we thank you for all our beautiful children. Our teachers, we bless every one of them in the name of Jesus. All our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world. Extended families from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, we bless every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the hand of the Lord rest upon every one of them. May they know you, may they love you, may they serve you, may they have an encounter with you. And may their lives be great. Great in health. Great in wealth. Great in everything. Speedify their lives. The things that they are lacking, bring it forth, O God. You are the door, the mighty door, God. In and through you, we find green pastures. May they all find pastures. Green pastures, not dead pastures. In the name of Jesus, bring them to that place of still waters where your hand begin to refresh and renew and rejuvenate. Those that are sick this morning, I pray for you right now. Be healed, be restored, be made whole. Speedify health in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. See you later. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this service. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our heart, our spirit, soul, and body, and into the service, our families, our nation, and our cities. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to do two parts of scriptures this morning. Let's start with Ephesians 6. We'll just do verse 1 to 3. And then the next one will be Proverbs 31. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? Wrong or right? Okay, so we must obey our parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with what? Promise. So we don't only obey our biological parents, we also obey our spiritual parents in the Lord. Amen? Your spiritual parents in the Lord, you have father and mother. Amen? So if you only obey your father and you don't obey your mother, you have failed in that. So you have to do both. Amen? Same with your natural parents. That what? That it may be what? Well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So it does me good. Recipe for good life and long life comes from, go back to verse 1 and 2 again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? Right. Number 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, verse 3, this is what's going to happen when we do 1 and 2. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Somebody say big amen. Amen. So there's no other recipe. Long life and good life comes from how you treat your parents, both spiritual parents and biological parents. Say amen. Isn't that something? God started with the spiritual before the natural. Because everything is controlled from the spirit realm first before the natural. God is spirit. Everything God does, it comes from the spirit. So it doesn't matter whether you have the terrible, terrible parents. Your part is to honor. Say amen. Say amen. It doesn't matter whether your spiritual parents are terrible in your eyes. Your part is to what? Honor. Say amen. Say amen. Why? Because you need your life to be good and you need health. Long life and health. So if your health is diminishing, go find something that you are doing. How do you talk to your spiritual parents and your biological parents? How do you treat them? How do you do it in your heart? Some people are not verbal, but they do a lot of things inside themselves. They play some nasty movies inside themselves. When you are talking to them, they go, and they're cursing you while they are smiling. May God have mercy on us. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Fix me from the inside out. I know I'm going to live a long life and a good life. What about you? I know this because I practice this. Say amen. Because God never fails. He will keep his word. Say amen. Honor is power. Say honor is power in my life. Praise the Lord. Never get bigger than, what they say, bigger than your breeches? I don't even understand what that means. So, praise the Lord. All right, Proverbs. Let's leave that as that. Let's read what we're going to read. Proverbs 31. We're going to read from verse 10. This is, since today's Mother's Day, there are so many scriptures on women, but we thank God for all mothers. Bible called Mother Sarah, Father Abraham's wife, our mother. Mother that we all ought to emulate. We thank God for her life, even though she's in heaven. And we also thank God for Mother Eve. Even though she blew it, she stood and she continued with the legacy of God. We want to thank God for all of them. Praise the Lord. The dead are not dead. They sleep and they are in a different realm. And they have become the cloud of witness. Praise the Lord. All right, we thank God for all our mothers. Can somebody say, thank you, mother? Say, thank you, mother. You should be very thankful, both men and women. Why? Because she could have killed you from her womb, because that's what lots of people do now. They do a lot of abortion. They don't like their boyfriend or their husband. They just go and kill the baby. But you made it. You are alive. So I better hear a good thank you, mother. Your mother, thank you, is very weak. How would you thank your mother keeping you here? Just think about it. The house you live in, the food you are eating, the person you are married to, everything you are doing, your job, everything. If your mother snuffed you off, you will not have any of that. You lived inside her for 9 months. She kept you alive. Say, thank you, mother. Thank you, mother. We also thank God for our fathers. Very soon we'll be saying thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's read from verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her, everybody read. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May you and your family never have a need, that there'll be abundance in your house. So women can change the status of their financial income in their family. Even when things are going wrong, you take this scripture to God, say, there shall be no need for spoil because we have more than enough. Say amen. So start saying we have more than enough. Because most times the language of women is we don't have. Your language must change to we have more than enough. Is that in your Bible? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. Say amen. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So instead of him being a jerk, he's a blessed man. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody say my spouse. My husband, he's blessed. Amen. She seeketh wool and flax. Remember the condition where it starts now. It's not starting with your children, it's starting with your spouse. The order in a family is your spouse first, then your children. Say amen. Amen. Say another amen.
Amen.
Amen is loud on this side, this side. Say amen.
Amen.
Yes. The order in family, God's order is what? Your spouse first, then your children. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then your ministry and your church or your work and every other thing. That's God's order. Family first. There's a little baby there that's saying amen somehow. Praise the Lord. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil. How many times? All the days of her life. Somebody said, I don't like this type of scripture. I thought today is Mother's Day. Why are we talking about him and not her? Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say, first is first. When the first is good, everything else will be good. Say amen. If the head is rotting, the whole body is rotting. So we need the head to be good. Say amen. Praise the Lord. She seeketh wool and flax and walketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's sheep. She bringeth her food from afar. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this happens in our house. So praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. Say amen. So women say amen.
Amen.
Home cooking food is still necessary in the home. Say amen. It looks like I'm looking for a little trouble this morning. I'm not. You still have to cook no matter how sophisticated you are. Say amen. Home cooking is still necessary for the family. I should be hearing a big amen, especially men should be saying a louder amen. I should be hearing some baritone and some bass. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Home cooking is still necessary. Yes, we are in a fast society. Speedify the cooking at home. Ask God to anoint you to cook it well. 1 hour, you are done with an excellent meal that everybody will enjoy and health. Say amen. Yes, there's need for hamburgers and all that, but you can't eat hamburger every day and be healthy. So cook the hamburger in the house. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. We are people who live by the word. Verse 16. She's not a selfish person. She gives to all her helpers. She considered a field and bought it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. So don't suppress any woman. If you suppress her, she's not going to be able to do this. Her hands are blessed to bring in blessing and increase and multiplication. She can buy land. Hallelujah. Real estate is one of her giftings. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You treat her well, your house will be paid off so speedily. Say amen. She gathered her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is what? Good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She's a night prayer person. She watches, she prays, and she comes up with ideas that will bless her family. Say amen. Say, I receive. She laid her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands toward to the needy. Yes, she's not repulsed by poor people or needy people. She has compassion and she blesses them. Say amen. You don't see poor people and you start frowning and start hating on them. You're supposed to love on them and bless them. And thank God that you are not in that position. Say amen. 21, she's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Praise the Lord. She doesn't clothe her family with junk and rubbish. Well, there's a season for Value Village, but when that season is over, get out of there and clothe your family with clean new clothes. Say amen. Amen. It's weak again. We're breaking some mold that we don't need in our lives. There's a time for that when you don't have. Yes, we also visited. There was no Value Village when we didn't have anything, but there were thrift stores. But when the time comes for that, I say, if you can provide this $5 here, you can provide the same thing, $5 in the regular store. So I don't want to come to this smelling place anymore. And that was the end of that. So I could buy stuff for $1.99, $100 shoe, I can buy it for $1.99. So praise the Lord. Change your thinking and change how you do things. You can change how your family goes. Say amen. You can buy properties at the level where other people are buying higher, you are buying low. Favor of God is in your house and it's in your household. It's in your loins. Say amen. Same power for you to take $5 to cook a meal that will feed your whole family when there is a lack. But when abundance comes, you don't spend $5, but when there's lack, $5, God will give you the anointing to cook that. Praise the Lord. When we lacked, I knew how to cook with $5. $5 could cook a nice meal. Praise the Lord. In buying noodles, I knew how to cook noodles. Noodles 25 different ways. So, praise the Lord. But thank God for deliverance. You don't park there. You get out. You use this word we are reading now. This is my portion. Say amen. This is what operates in my household. This is the word of the Lord, and this is the level my family is going to live in. Not your circumstance. I've never packed in my circumstance. If you want to pack in your circumstance, God bless you, but I'm not one of the people that pack there. I move. Shout hallelujah! Move from that direction and move towards God. The word of the Lord always works. Where did we stop? Siri, keep playing with my iPad. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for her household are clothed with scarlet, the best materials. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. Okay, 22. She maketh herself coverings of what? Tapestries. Her clothing is silk and purple. Not itchy and itching materials. Say amen. You know, we don't like to live by the word of God. Sometimes you see some people look good, like I look good this morning. Some people say, where does she get the money to buy all of that? Well, did you give me money in the first place? So don't worry about it. You should be asking me, how is God blessing me? Not envy. Look what the Lord has done. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Say Isaiah 55 verse 1. You don't have to go there. You can read it on your own time. It says, oh, all you who are thirsty, well, do what? Come to the waters and buy without what? Money. So there is a realm where you buy without money. And I've parked my car in there. Praise the Lord. I'm in that realm all the time. Buy without money. It's called the favor of God. Looking for you, not you looking for it. Say amen. Favor of God is in operation in my life and in your household. That's the word of the Lord. Say amen. Verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he's seated among the elders of the land. Praise the Lord. Say amen. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles, what? Unto the mansion. Hallelujah. There's abundance for you and your household. Your hands are prosperous. Find something to do. If you don't know what to do, you can stay home. If you're a full-time housewife, you can still make an income. You can ask God to give you an idea and show you how to do it. So when people look at you, they think nothing is happening, but great things are happening behind the scene. Somebody shout hallelujah. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Not cry, but rejoicing. There are some women that cry 24/7. Anytime you see them, who ambulance? Somebody call the ambulance. No. God say your portion is rejoicing. Say amen. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Say big amen. Amen. All right, we're almost done. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of what? Idleness. Say a big amen. Amen. Your mind is used for great things. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What I say to you is in operation in my life. You can ask my family or extended families. Even though I'm here, things are happening far and near. Praise the Lord. Her children arise up and call her what? Blessed. Her husband also, and he praised her. Shout hallelujah. Say amen. I pray this is a portion for all mothers and all women in this house today, and all those who hear the sound of my voice, that this is what is going to be happening in your life. Let's just finish it. Many daughters, verse 29 to 31, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. May you be number one among all the daughters. Amen. 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall what? Be praised. That's the most important one. Say amen. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works do what? Praise her in the gates. Let everything around her manifest the glory of God. Father, this is what I pray for all mothers and women today that hear the sound of my voice. Those that don't know how to operate here, pack them in this passage. Let it be a reality in their lives and in their family. For their husbands, their children, their grandchildren, their businesses, revival life of the living God flow back in the name of Jesus into families. In the name of Jesus, remove stress from homes, remove stress from their family. What their prayers and their cry to your hearing is, may it be made manifest speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. May the King of Glory visit them and their household. We thank you, Almighty God, for all mothers. This Mother's Day, bless all mothers. Some mothers, their children are in prison. They don't have access to them, and their children don't have access to them. But by the Spirit, make the contact happen. Let their prayers go to their children, and may their children feel their love in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone whose child is in any type of prison today, prison that is a physical place, spiritual prison, mental prison, any type of prison, sickness prison, drug prison, any type, Father, set the captives free now in the name of Jesus. Bring peace and solitude to families today. Father, set those that are not free, that are not born by your Spirit, that they will be born by your Spirit. Send workers of righteousness to them, that they will be saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, walking with God and enjoying the goodness of God in the land of the living. Those that are sick, we speak to every body part from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Be healed. Let the sword of the Spirit cut away every sickness and disease and heal every part of them. There are healing virtues that you have put in the human body. Let them rise now and go to work. In Jesus' name, we thank you for healing and restoration and wholeness. Father, we thank you, God. Those that are struggling financially, that their finances be healed. In the name of Jesus, the power to get wealth will be activated in their mind and in the work of their hands, that they will have more than enough for them and their household and to do good to the people of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask now for your Holy Spirit to continue to move in our midst. We speak peace to Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to the nation of Israel. Peace, O God, to all nations. For out of the blessing you put upon Father Abraham, you said, out of him all nations shall be blessed. We receive that blessing now for all nations. We receive it for Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, and any nation that where someone is calling Jesus is Lord right now. You're touching them and you're saving every one of them. We thank you for your peace. May your peace reign forevermore. Be in the service this morning. Bless our time together. Minister your grace powerfully to every one of us. We bless Mama Cerulo and David Cerulo and all the team. We thank you, God, for everyone. We speak peace, O God, to the Reimers family as we thank God for his life. And we thank God right now that you comfort Katie and their family on the homegoing of their husband and their father. Peace, peace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. I remember, I have a home on this end, if you can clean it up for me. I remember many years ago, we had nothing. We're living just a few blocks down here on a street called Dufferin. If you head in south, you'll see Dufferin. Suite 9, 285 Dufferin. My dad was coming from Nigeria to visit. Picked him up at the airport, brought him home, and all we had was a cup of rice and a can of cream corn. That's all we had. That was it. That was it. Nothing else. Came home with my dad. Mama took the cup of rice and the cream of corn. And now and then, when I go to the store, I'll look for cream of corn just to remind me. And she cooked it and served it. I kid you not, I've eaten a lot of good food. It shows. But I still haven't eaten any food that tasted that good. Maybe it's in my mind. Maybe I just made that up in my mind. But that was the best meal. God was doing something extraordinary through the process. Because we're in that particular place, I think it was 4 bedrooms, I think. Our rent was 200 and something. I went to the office where we paid rent. I didn't even say much to them. They reduced my rent to $19. Somebody listening? It was the doing of the Lord, because none of that was really possible. Reduced. So I paid $19 something for a while. And while we're paying $19 something for a while, the lawyers told us about this place called the Co-op off Leela. Said, where you guys are living, that's a very bad place. And believe me, it was the dumps. But it was such a peaceful place for us. We heard about the people that they killed next door on the news. People will bring things to us, put food in front of that house, and not a person will touch anything there. Money was put in our mailbox. Nobody touched anything there. I'm talking about a God who knows about you, knows your situation, but just like Mama said earlier, we don't stay there. I can use that as a testimony today. Yes. We knew about all the thrift stores, the Salvation Army stores in town. I remember going to every single one of them. It didn't matter where they were, we found all of them. Some way we found them. And the incredible thing about it is that when I got there, I found clothes in there with tags still on them. I think the Lord was dropping them there, because if you saw me, you won't think I got it from the thrift store. I was dressed sharp. Amen. Hallelujah. My shoes were the best looking shoes. My clothes looked sharp. Everything was just proper. But it was from Salvation Army. I remember where down, is it Wall Street? No, not Wall Street. What's White Street? Anyway, it's that way. What? Yeah, White Street. Okay. I remember what she said just a moment ago. We drove to this particular place. It was in the Salvation Thrift Store. We went in there, got all these nice clothes, got into the car, and Mama said, we are not going to these places anymore. I said, what did you say? He said, we are not coming to these places anymore. If God can provide us good clothes here, he can provide it at the bay and all the better stores. And I'm saying, oh God, have mercy on my soul. If I don't come here, where will I go? Well, thank God. There was a woman who spoke. And I just had to say, amen. That's the last time. Would you know it? We started getting nice clothes at the bay. All the nice places. I don't think I paid $100 for any suits for years. I don't even know if I've paid $100 for any suits till now. Some way it has to be under. Hallelujah. Shoes. Say, wow, he's nice, nice shoes, nice shoes. If I told you how much I paid, you won't believe it. So forget about that. There is nothing God cannot do for you. We move from Jack Donner Drive to Lincrest. Some of you have heard these stories before. I didn't intend to say any of this, but it's all related to what I want to talk to you about. Mom and I were walking down Leela, those days that we still walked. We shall renew that commitment. Hallelujah. I've already started. I'm walking right now. Praise God. Amen. So, Mama says to me, we're going to get our house this week. I said, praise the Lord. I'm saying, this woman's lost her mind on this one. How are we going to get a house this week when we don't have a dime in the bank? We're going to get a house this week. That morning, I'm driving my daughter to her school. We come down Lincrest, and she sees the ugliest house on the street. It had a for sale sign on it, and she says, Dad, is this where we are moving to? I said, God forbid. Move into this ugly house. If I, even if I'm poor, not that one. But we'd done something. We'd engaged a real estate agent and was busy taking us around. Prior to Mama saying, we're going to get our house this week. We've been looking. We didn't have any money. But we knew God wanted us to move. Please hear that. We knew God wanted us to move. And so we were doing our research, and every house we saw, none of them looked right. So I called another agent. And the agent said, I have a list of houses. I can't help you with them. But these are the list. And so she gave us three or four houses, and one of those houses was this ugly house. So we went through the other ones. We came to this particular one, and I sat in the car. I won't get out. Mama comes out. The real estate agent comes out and said, aren't you coming? I said, no, I'm not coming. So why aren't you coming? I said, I'm not staying in that ugly house. He said, just come and see, just come. So I came out of the car just to please them. Came through the door. My feet did not touch the other side. And I said, this is the house. I'm wondering who said that. This is the house. Not seen anything yet. But I knew this was the place. God was already moving, but now how are we going to pay for it? We made an offer. It was $60,000 less than the asking price. Is somebody listening? $60,000 less than the asking price. He realizes, you sure? I said, yeah, give that. That's what the Lord says he wants to pay. So he put in the offer. We get a call later that day. We're in the office. And says, can you sweeten the pot? I said, no. The Lord said, call back. Done. You have a house. Oh, my. Now we have to come with the down payment, right? And a real estate agent says, don't worry about the down payment. My commission is going to be the down payment. That's not how you're supposed to do it. Don't tell anybody because I'm not supposed to do that. But it's long, it's old story, so I can talk about it now. So we had down payment. We'd been saving for years. And when we're about to move into this place, the Lord said, give me my money. I said, what money? He said, the one that you have in the bank, right there. So we emptied everything, gave it to the Lord, sold it, and now God was doing something for us that we couldn't have done for ourselves. Reduced the payment by 60 grand, gave us the down payment, and you know the interesting thing? The guy who was living in the house when we made the offer had offered $40,000 more to the owner 2 weeks before, and the owner said, not selling it. We come $20,000 less than the guy offered at $60,000 less. And the guy says yes. And guess who he was? He was a Jewish lawyer. Does that sound crazy? When you do business with God, He surprises you. There is no way to explain God. When you trust Him and you obey Him, His favor brings about transformations in your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 26. Or chapter 9, rather. Genesis 9. Verse 26. The word of God says, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem. The name Shem just means exactly that, name. Shem is name. So when the Jews talked about Hashem, they're talking about the name. They're talking about God. We can't speak His name, so we say Hashem. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem. And then it says, and Canaan shall be his servant. Canaan shall be his servant. What is Canaan? Canaan is a merchant. Canaan is that which lives in the lowlands. Canaan is one who is a trafficker, one who is so busy. And God says, Canaan, the merchant, the one who's trying to be everything in his own strength and in his own ability, is going to serve the one who has the name. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that when you have the name of the Lord, that you are not going to live in the life of struggle, but be in the lifestyle of rest. This is important for you and I to grasp this morning. Because God shall enlarge Japheth. God shall enlarge Japheth. Japheth means enlarged. It means to be open. God says, I'm going to enlarge you. I'm going to expand you. And in this month that God has declared expansion for us, God is speaking a new word. He's saying to us, listen, I'm going to expand you. I'm going to enlarge you. And you're going to dwell in the tents of Shem. You're going to dwell in the tents of his name. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're hearing the word of the Lord. You're going to dwell in the tents of Shem. You're going to dwell in the tents of the God who knows all things, understands all things. You're going to dwell in my mansion. You're in my house. I'm the God who's enlarging you. I'm the God who is establishing you. And nothing that the devil does is going to stop you, because I will bring you from nothing and make a testimony out of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be in a hut, just like we were a Dufferin. But God was busy enlarging. Enlarging. And I know there's enlargement right here now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God cause you to be totally uncomfortable with the place that you are not meant to be anymore. Glory be to God. When a child, it's time for the child to come out. It's not small kicks and push. No, he makes the mama know, today we are coming out. This water must break. Hallelujah. And I'm sliding out. One way or the other, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, the sovereign Lord, that God, the God of breakthroughs, will cause you to feel so uncomfortable in the place that you do not belong in, so that you can break forth into the open in the name of Jesus. Japheth, you're going to dwell in the tents of Shem. And Canaan, the one who is always struggling and trafficking and merchandising, that one is going to be your servant. In the book of Exodus, chapter 34, beginning to read from verse 21. Exodus 34, 21. The word of God says, 6 days thou shalt work. Now, this message is not about being lazy, because the word of God says, don't be slothful. It says, 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt what? Rest. Well, watch this. In every time, that's the time of plowing, it says rest. And in harvest, thou shalt rest. So the time of plowing and planting says rest then. In the time of harvest, rest also. So what does that mean? It just simply means that you rely on God. Hallelujah. Because there's no way for you to be plowing and be resting at the same time. That's work. And God is saying, whatever work you are doing, do it in rest. Praise God. Praise the Lord. It says, and thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks is the week, the Feast of Pentecost that we're going to be celebrating in just a few days. Of the first fruit of wheat harvest and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. He says, I want you to rest. He says, thrice in the year shall all men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. And watch this. Watch this. It says, for I will cast out the nations before thee. Why? You're resting. And you're coming, you're presenting yourself before me. But watch this, watch this. And enlarge thy borders. I'm going to enlarge your borders. I'm going to expand your borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord, thy God, thrice in the year. It says, God is saying, listen, as long as you are coming to look for me, I will protect your turf. I will expand you and I will enlarge you, but I will also protect what belongs to you. Hallelujah. 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 Remember going to the University of Winnipeg, Mama too, and we spent most of our time, I'm not saying you should do this if God has not called you to do it. We spent our time counseling people, teaching Bible classes, all kinds of stuff, just doing ministry. And yet we're passing our courses. Because the time that we spent with God, God made certain that we were properly prepped for whatever it is that we needed to do, because we're about the Father's business. Don't ever think that the time that you give to God is wasted time. In fact, you're going to work yourself to the bone if you don't rest in God, in recognizing that God is your source, God is your provider, God is your peace. God will cause your little to become much. He'll multiply your seed sown. Hallelujah. When God speaks to you to do anything, just do it. Rest in His goodness. And stop fretting, stop worrying, stop being covetous of other people. Listen, God has more than enough for you. God has more than enough to bring your way. Psalm 24 and verse 1. The word of God says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. God says, the earth is mine, and everything in it is mine, including the people. What is God saying? I can tell that person to do this, and they're going to do it. If they disobey me, I've got lots of people that can come into your life and make the provision that you need, as long as you recognize that the Lord owns it all. Hallelujah. You see, that verse was the verse that kept us in this country. One verse. We decided we're not going to lie or cheat or, you know, do any crazy thing to be in this country. When the immigration was trying to get rid of us because we didn't have the resources. We couldn't work. We didn't have financial help. None of that. God gave us that word. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Listen. Listen to verse 2. He says he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. See, you lay foundation in the sea. What is God saying? I'm not like you. I don't need solid ground to do anything. Things may be shifting, but I am stable and I can establish whatever I want to establish, and nothing is going to stop it from happening. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to verse 3. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Who's going to stand in righteousness? He says, he that had received. Hallelujah. He that had clean hands, and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. You want God to help you? That's how God helps you. Who's going to ascend into his holy hill, come into his presence? He says, that person with clean hands, a pure heart, the one who's not sworn deceitfully, he says he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Hallelujah. You're going to receive the blessing of the Lord. Clean hands. Clean hands is not just about I didn't do anything bad. Clean hands belong to somebody who's worked and now is resting. Are you listening? Clean hands is about resting. You've done your part, now you rest. You just relax. So many of us are so wound up. And God says, I just need to relax. This is not going to be accomplished by your might or your power, but by my spirit, my word. I'm a word keeper. Hallelujah. This is a generation that seeketh after the Lord, that seeks the face of God. Oh, Jacob, who's Jacob? Jacob is the one who's wrestling with the angel and says, bless me, or you're not going anywhere today. You got to bless me. And God is calling you and I to that place where you recognize that the only way you're going to face life is because his blessing is on your life. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening? Yes. Does that mean that the enemy is not going to challenge you? Absolutely not. The government of hell is always going to come and try to resist the purpose of God for your life. That's when you have to speak forth out of your mouth the word of the Lord. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. What are gates? Gates shut you out or shut you in. He says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. Praise God. And the King of glory shall come in. First of all, those gates are here. You can shut God out and not experience what he wants to do. The gates are out there. You can allow those gates to shut God out. But the Lord says, lift up your head, O ye gates. Strangely enough, there's a response. Who is this King of Glory? When you say something and there seems to be a resistance, you must reinforce what you know to be true. You must speak to your circumstance and tell it what it's going to do. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle, who is going to knock you down if you don't move. There is a response. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Your circumstance says you're not going to expand. You say, I've got a host with me. And you're going to obey. Hallelujah. Circumstance, you're going to obey. And guess what? When the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, he is a King of Glory sealer, we had no more comments. Word of God says, where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. If any two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done. We've got power on our side. Therefore, expansion is the story of your life, of my life, of this church. Hallelujah. The body of Christ. In Isaiah 54, to wrap up for this morning, beginning to read from verse 1, we read these words. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing. This is God speaking. You say, Lord, watch this. I am barren. Barrenness is a serious deal. That means you cannot, period. You're barren. There's no capacity to birth. When you're barren, you are not just infertile. You are beyond being fertile. That means nothing is going to work. But this barren woman is also a widow, meaning while she was married and had at least some hope that something can still happen. I'm not barren, I'm just infertile. The husband is dead. She's a widow. In Nigeria, we'll say something like this: water don't pass Gary. That means, I don't know how to explain it to you. Things are beyond repair. You cannot unscramble these scrambled eggs. Capish? God says to the barren woman, sing. Break forth into singing. Cry aloud. In other words, let everybody hear it. You are declaring a new thing. You're not operating in faith if you are whispering it. When everybody can hear it and be able to say, I thought you said, and you are out in the open, and people can say, you said such and such, and this happened. Just like Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death. And everybody heard it. And the man died. But he comes there and raises him up. Well, that's what we're talking about here. When you are in faith and God is speaking to you, sometimes it doesn't make any sense. Especially when it doesn't make any sense, that's when you need to say it even louder. Because you are saying, God, I trust you. I don't place my faith on my circumstance. My faith is in you, O God. It says, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. You never had even a pain, nothing. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife. You're going to have more children than the married wife. Are you kidding me, Lord? No. So he says, enlarge the place of thy tent. Come dwell in Shem. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords. Strengthen thy stakes. Man, what you are doing doesn't make any sense. You are by yourself. What do you mean you're enlarging? You're building more rooms? How many rooms are you going to stay in? You have a crib in that room, and you don't have a husband, but you have a crib. You have a wedding gown and no suitors? What are you talking about? This is crazy. You need to be in some rubber room somewhere. Oh, but that's God. That's God on the move. When you've heard God say to you, sing. When you've heard God say something, hold on to what God said, not your circumstance. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Thine habitations, not thine habitation. I have many places for you. Hallelujah. Lord, I can't rub 2 cents together. You're talking about habitations? You're talking about a blessing that's beyond measure? How is that possible? Now, with men, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. When we speak the language of God, we are not tied to our natural system. Hallelujah. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords. Strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right. You're going to break forth on the right hand and on the left. Because I'm God. I'm expanding you. You're not always going to be in this little hut. Now it's time to expand. Now it's time for you to invest into your future. What I say to you, the heart, this little dingy nothing, that's not where I have for you. I'm reframing your life. Hallelujah. I'm reframing your life. I am stretching out things for you. And when I finish, everybody's going to say, I used to know him when. Is this the same person? Jesus, our Lord, saw a blind man, blind from his birth, goes to him, restores his sight. And the religious people freaked out. Says, who did this? Some guy. He did it. No, nobody did it. No, I'm telling you, this guy, Jesus, did it. So they go grab his parents and say, was this guy really blind? Yeah? Our son, and he was born blind. So how come he's seeing now? He said, ask him, he's grown. He'll tell you exactly. I'm saying to us this morning, God is bringing you to a place that is going to shock anyone around you, shock you, and cause people to wonder, this cannot possibly be true. No, you were not the same person with a cup of rice and cream of corn. It can't be. It can't be. In this land, I'm sure there were a lot of mosquitoes that said, oh my, this guy is coming again, because we were the fogging machine. Hallelujah. The car smoked. This is, God is good. How many cars have I laid hands on to heal the transmission? Because the transmission was shot. Laid hands on it and prayed the prayer of faith. I remember one time we were driving to Brandon to Pastor Henry's house. I was just out. I had my children with me. It was winter. They were all in the back. Driving and just went past, what's this name of this place here? When you're going out of town, that the little, no. We're going to Brandon. What's the name of that? Headingley, yes, Headingley. Thank you, Headingley. And I had a snap, and I looked, and I saw something like a snake on the road. I said, oh, must have killed a snake, for there are no snakes in Winnipeg. Drove, we're halfway from here to Brandon. It was late, maybe around 5 o'clock, it was just about to get dark. And my red light come on, the car dies in the middle of nowhere. I said, God, I have children. I'm here. I'm not even in Brandon. God, what am I going to do? He said, get in the car. I got in the car, started the car, and drove to Brandon. We had a nice fellowship time the next morning. I go, I start the car again. Because I told him I had car problems. I said, let's go to the Mohawk. I think it was a Mohawk gas station. We drove from his house. We came to the Mohawk gas station, drove in there. told them what I was, the problem I was having. The guy goes, looks underneath the hood and says, how did this car get here? I said, I drove it here. He said, no, you couldn't possibly have driven this car here. I said, I drove it here. What do you mean you drove this car here? I said, I drove it. How did you start the car? I said, I went in the car and I started it. That's not possible. I said, what do you mean it's not possible? Well, there is a belt called the serpentine belt that connects all of this, and you have to have that to turn the engine. Oh, so that's, I guess that's what broke over the in Headingley. Headingley, that's here. Brandon, 2 hours away from here. 2 hours plus. And I'm still starting the car without a belt. Who does that? God. God. Hallelujah. God did that. Strangely enough, the guy had the serpentine belt. Put in the serpentine belt, and I got back home. God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he says enlarge, that's what he means. He's saying, listen, I got you covered. I got you covered. It doesn't matter what the news is. And sometimes you're expecting this to happen and it doesn't happen then. And it gets worse. And it gets worse. And you think, okay, we're done. We're dead. Oh, yes. Now I see my body. I'm out of my body. I'm definitely dead. I see my body inside the tomb. Definitely dead. I see them wrapping me. Oh, yes, I'm dead. And God says, no, you're not dead. I said this sickness is not unto death. You said it, but I'm dead. And he says, Lazarus, come forth. That's when you... you just come out. The smell of death is still on you, but you are not. You are the child of the Most High God. And he says, enlarge. And I said to you, enlarge. No small dreams anymore. Hallelujah. We are not going to be limited by circumstances, for God says, break forth to the right hand, break forth to the left hand. And he says, and thy seed. Lord, are you talking to a barren woman? He says, yes, yes. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make desolate cities to be inhabited. You see, I'm going to so bless you that you are going to so expand that you are going to even recoup places that have been in ruin. And you're going to rebuild because you have so much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve an extraordinary God. And he's saying, this is your year. This is your year. This is your year. This is your month. This is your week. This is your day to rejoice and be glad. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, listen, I want you to know, don't be afraid because you're not going to have to be ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, God, you're telling me to get out there. What if it doesn't happen? And God says, you're not going to be ashamed. I give you my word. You're coming out of this. He says, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Praise the Lord. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. You're going to forget about the past. Why? Because there's going to be too many new stories to tell. Hallelujah. And shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Praise the Lord. The past is the past because it is past. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Why? Why are you going to be so prosperous? Oh, for thy maker is thine husband. You see, if I were a trillionaire and Mama didn't have much, the day she becomes my wife, the same day she becomes a trillionaire. Somebody listening? Children are amazing. I heard my little ones growing up, they didn't say, this is our car or this is our house. They said, this is my house. This is my car. And when they were saying things like that, I was wondering, when did you go buy it? They just knew it was theirs. My car. My house. I saw my boys now and then go and put their little feet in my shoes. Guess what God is saying? My shoes may be bigger than yours, but you can try them on. Just stick your feet and drag. It's life. And God is saying to you and I in this month that He says He's enlarging. He is expanding. He's saying, stop the stinking thinking. Think like your father. Think a new thought. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen? Guess who else the word of God says nothing shall be impossible to? Those that believe, nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. And God is saying, just believe me. I'm going to tell a new story about you. Rise with me for a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we dare to believe. We dare to take steps that don't sound reasonable, don't look reasonable, don't feel reasonable. But you are, oh God, our reason for existence. Our reason the one that causes us to do, to live, to rest. I have presented to your sons and your daughters your everlasting word. You're the God who's called us from the place where we felt forsaken, dejected, rejected, left aside, grieved in our spirit, poured into the mold of this world. You are God who's come and you have declared a new word, a fresh word. You've given to us who were once hopeless hope. You've strengthened us. You've established us. We thank you, Lord, O God, that we believe in you and we are established. We receive your prophetic declarations and therefore prosper. We look not unto our circumstances, but we look unto you, the God who reigns supreme over all. Hashem, we rest in you. We rest in you. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that like Japheth, we come to an open place. We come to the place of enlargement. We come to the place of resting in you. We declare that your kingdom has come, your will done in the earth as it is in heaven. There are no limits in heaven. Therefore, there are no limits for us here in the earth. We speak the language of heaven in the earth and declare that your kingdom has come and your will done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we open our mouths, fill it, that we may prophesy the prophetic declarations of our Father. Thank you, Lord, that bodies are healed, finances restored, your glory is revealed, families are made whole, addictions are broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Victory is ours. This day we know who we are and we rest, O God, in your goodness. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God a good clap offering. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. It is our pattern that when we come to the house of the Lord, we honor him. Before we do anything else, we honor him with our tithes. We honor him with our offerings. We normally do that. But because we don't all show up at the same time, we have an offering time. I do not spend my time, you know, challenging you about this or that, because ultimately God is our source. Hallelujah. One of the things the Lord taught me many years ago, as I was ministering the word, he said, don't turn these stones into bread. I said, Lord, what are you talking about? He said, I said, don't turn the stones into bread. I said, Lord, I don't understand. He said, these are living stones. Don't turn them to bread. I said, I think I understand, but exactly what do you mean? He says, they are not your source. And I said at that time, and I've said it many times, that the day that I start looking at you and all I see is money and your offering, that day I step down until I get my heart right. So when I talk about giving, it's not about trying to get something off of you, but calling you and I to obedience, the obedience of faith in believing God to be our source. Hallelujah. So today, just come, honor God with your giving, and the best thing you can do for yourself is don't tip God. Trust God. Amen? Just trust God. Sometimes it's tight financially, and you think, I really don't have much to give. But that's when it's most precious. When it is so hard, because there's so many things to do, and you can release it. Say, God, this is it. God sees it, and he says, I will multiply your seed sown. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have you all come? Mama, please come. And say thanks to all those that gave personally into my life as I celebrated my new age. It's greatly appreciated. May God bless you all for it. Hallelujah. My siblings sent greetings on WhatsApp. We have a WhatsApp group, and they sent all these nice things, all these wishes. So I wrote back to them. I said, thank you very much for your wishes and your prayers. But I'm beyond that now. This sister has my account number. You know what to do. They cracked up. Oh, God is good. It's good to have a good laugh. Amen. Could you play me that song, something Elohim, Lord Rain, Rain? I don't remember how it goes now. Thank you. You're the Ancient of Days. We say, Lord, reign, reign, reign in us. Be magnified, O God, in our praise, in our worship and adoration. Lord, we come to this table, the table of blessing. Now we will take of this blessing at the table of communion. Lord, be magnified. Honor your name, honor your word. We will never be ashamed because you clothe us with your glory. You clothe us, O God, with your presence. We step, O God, into a large place. Past the days of struggle, past the days of pain, we step into a new place. Thank you, Lord, for this grace, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Take of the body and eat, remembering the Lord.
Praise God forevermore.
Amen.
Everybody say, my life has changed.
My life has changed.
God has touched me.
God has promoted me.
God has enlarged me.
God has shown me.
His mercy. And his goodness.
I will live in them.
And I will enjoy them.
For me
and my household.
And everything
that concerns my life. If you believe this, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, take and drink. It's called a cup of blessings. So you just drank a lot of blessings. Praise amen. The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Just give me a few more minutes of your time. At this time, I want to remind us again about the word of the Lord to us for this month of May. When we come to the end, I will lead you in our declaration together. And right after that, the announcement for this week, the rest of the month, will be played. Praise the Lord. Before that goes on, say it with me.
May
is my month.
Is my month
of expansion.
Expansion.
Amen.
Amen.
May God expand you and increase you on every
Amen.
Side. Praise God. Announcements, please. Wow. I know for sure that you received a special package. If you did, just wave your hands unto the Lord this wonderful day. You know, you are not going to lose that gift that God has given to you today. It is deposited and tucked in real deep, and you're going to prosper and flourish.
Remember, God has blessed you. Be a blessing as you go.
Carry all your blessings home, and may the blessing of the Lord continue to pour in your life, continue to enrich you all week, and may you have great success and victory at work, at home, and in your prayer life. Be blessed.
And be highly favored of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We love you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah.